a revelation. I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality, something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched because.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
It is said that if you want to truly know who a man is, you need to visit his prayer room, because the uniqueness of a prayer room is that it carries a measure of sacredness. Are you with me now? A prayer room, a man's prayer room, carries a measure of sacredness. There is a measure and a revelation of your vulnerability that is only revealed at the point of prayer. Is it not true?
Yes,
now, you can face circumstances, live life, face things, maybe by your intellect or your ability, but you truly reveal your weaknesses, your challenges. The real you comes out in the place of prayer. And it is easy to find out how strong a man is or how he became strong. It's easy to look at a man and see somebody that is very strong, mightily used by God, God establishing his counsels through his life. If you have not visited the person's prayer room, you might not be able to understand how he got to where he is. Follow me. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
You are not, but let me give you one more minute. Now, the implication of this is that it is an avenue for us to look. A good prayer room reveals what is inside the heart of a man. What troubles him. Is it not true? Either what troubles him or what he yearns after. That is what is fundamentally revealed in your prayer room. So we can come out and we can wear good suit. We can dress well. You can even do makeup, do everything. But when you come to your prayer room, there is a measure of unclothedness that is a fundamental part of a functional prayer room. Is it not true?
Yes, sir.
Because this is the time that you need something to be done and you are not willing to go with all the complexities that come with trying to be also your own person, a human being. If you meet people at this market, you cannot show them what you are passing through. Is it not true? But when you come to your prayer rooms, there is something about your prayer that is, even the people that don't understand prayer well understand this, that when a man comes to the prayer room, even a man that is big cries in his prayer room. Look at somebody like David. Are you getting where I'm going now? So it's easy to understand the kind of person that David is by visiting where?
Prayer.
You are following me. So in David's prayer room, you will find out that that the big cloth he is wearing is just for official purposes. That the real power and the focus of this kind of man is the seeking of God. So he appears in his prayer room and said that a day in the course of the Lord is better than 1,000 outside. That's a king. That's who? A king. Now, you will not know this because in the legislative chambers of government, you will not hear him speak something like this because it is not necessary. But when you meet him in the secret place, he will tell you, God, you are the one that made me king. Any day you don't want it, take it. I'm going to appear before these people and show them and show up. Somebody say after me, show up. You know that 70% of the people, adults that you see upon the face of the earth, they are showing up. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
We are showing up. If they say, let everybody just be the way you would have wanted to be, you will be shocked the way people will appear. I'm telling you now. Some of us will not even dress like this. I have to call some people and say, you are now a pastor, dressed like this. So they show up. The ecclesiastical demand is making them. But if you actually press those people, they will start crying. There are people that showed up, but their heart is full of tears. The prayer room. Say after me, the prayer room. The prayer room affords that person the opportunity for unclothedness. Say after me,
the prayer room
affords us
the
opportunity to unclothe ourselves. You can be passing many things and still take your bath, prepare yourself well and be passing. You can even be inside the car and the person outside the car will be saying, hi, this woman, I want to be like her. Look at the way she's inside the car. Look at the way she came out. Like if I'm looking at Dr. Chika, so I say, look at the way she came out. Look at the phone she's using. What's the name of that, your new phone? The one that breaks like this. My God. So, the first time I saw her here, I said, this lady won't pray. I vowed you can't pray. I said, you can't pray. See, I said, it's one of these people that they are here again. What's my business with these people? Prayer started. And then people are praying. She's praying. People are praying. I say it's fake. Let me take time and check this. You've been up to 1 year. You came here now. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, the more the day is going, the more she's becoming more intense in her prayer. You that don't even have anything is not praying well. Sometimes I pity some young ladies. Bend down and ask yourself, what is even wrong with me? You don't have money. Your parents don't have money. They don't have good certificate. You are not beauty queen. Meanwhile, I'm not talking to you. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, the point I'm trying to make is that if you look at that young lady outside, you can make a lot of conclusions. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
But if you visit her prayer room, what would you see? Desperation. Desperation. Just like we can see you outside and pity you. That's why I don't pity people that don't pray. Your prayer place is a place of unclothedness. That's not a place of packaging. That's not a place. That's the place that you bear everything openly. Stop pretending. Stop being like this. That's not how to die. You have to cry out. When you cry out, when you are true in being that in prayer, when you are going out, fix yourself back. Do your meal, whatever that you want to do, and go out. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But when you get to the place of prayer, who are you packaging for? Do you know the God we are talking about? The one that knows everything. He's waiting for you to talk about the matter. So he said, you are this matter. I've been waiting for you to discuss it. Have you not seen people do that? They know about a matter. They are waiting for you to raise it. That's how God behaves in certain several issues, that he is waiting not just for you to raise it in such a way that he has seen that you have meant it. Because sometimes in the business of raising a matter before God, he can place a demand upon you that you wouldn't have been willing to give attention to if it is not that you have been brought to the place of desperation. If you are with me so far, say amen. A man's prayer room, say after me,
a man's prayer room.
Reveals to us what is his utmost desire. A man's prayer room reveals to us his pains that are not written on his face. Is it not true?
Yes, sir.
if we check people by face, there are people you are pitying that you should not pity. They are living better than you. Some of the people that beg you to give them something are actually eating better than you. You, what you are pursuing has not allowed you. You have been on dry fasting for now and you are giving people. You are fasting and you are not with me. You are fasting and giving people and they are eating three times a day. So who is living better? Practically now, who is living better? I don't know. I was going to Enugu one day. I've told you people this story. I came to the park, Eastern Mass. You know that roundabout now. Some of you have seen those people. 6:30 a.m., 7 a.m. in the morning. For some brother, I said in my mind, should I or should I not? As I was still contemplating, they brought one big plate of ofakwu with beans, rice and beans. With even bakola inside. I say, me that don't have hope, I'm on that journey, tight in the spirit. I don't know when I'm going to eat. This person has already, that food, I know, I did a check of the cost. I said, between me and this person, who should give each other? This person doesn't know. Are you with me? Yes, maybe because of the way I dress, that he should be the one to be helping me. You need to visit our individual prayer rooms so that it can reveal the kind of person we are. Your prayer room reveals your kind of person. You can easily know that somebody is proud, that somebody is not. Once you call prayer, you will see it. It's easy. Prayer is a revealer of character. There is a way God tests the fires of your character by subjecting you to prayer, and sometimes he subjects you to that prayer without a visible response to it. And over time, in that prayer, you reveal the kind of person you are. One day you wake up and say, God, if you don't answer me, I will stop praying. If you don't answer me, I will do this. In fact, I will stop praying. But this one. In fact, that one. God, if you don't give me money, is God your father that gave birth to you? You don't know who born you. Oh God, they ask you now. You don't know who born you. Now you call the trouble God. When you and God agree, show me the agreement paper. When you agree, say you will appear for worry. Can appear, come they disturb the man. Now your father born you, now your papa born you. Now your papa born you, God can't carry. Now you are searching the scripture and say, in Christ, man, I am part of the family of God. Part of the family. Now your papa born you. Sometimes your papa go born you inside poverty, born you inside witchcraft, born you inside affliction, born you inside sickness, born you inside occult, born you inside. Say is God. How is God? How, who is it? God that took your people to witchcraft? When I know the answer. Man. Is it God that took your family to witchcraft? How are you now saying blaming God for the things that he doesn't know? When he now puts you in prayer to help you calibrate, you are quick to, you are not angry with God that doesn't know what he probably warned your people when they were about to start that thing. Yes, sir. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
It is possible you will see me here and I'm a lion. You now come to my prayer room and I'm crying. It means that my prayer room reveals the real me. The things I say in my prayer room, I can't say it to any human being alive. How many of you are like me? I can say some to your hearing, but there are some I can't say. That's how sacred. And that is why if you are intelligent, you would have noticed that I've entered the purpose of intimacy. That's where you unclothe yourself. There are several things you are afraid of telling anybody in this earth. Who will you tell? Even your best friend, myself. She might not be able to process the whole matter. It's not as if she's angry with you or she will tell anybody or whatever. But how will you tell it? In fact, do you know that there are several instances that you say something, what is happening to you, but you have not really said it the way. That is prayer that can only capture that. Do you know you can read this Bible, you don't even know what you are reading? Say, God, that is, you don't know. Where prayer is sitting? Jesus Christ. When we were in the school of ministry many years ago, the man of God taught us something that I will never forget. He said, a good preaching or teaching will either end in a decision or a prayer. Will either end what? In a decision or prayer. If you finish teaching or preaching and people did not make decisions or entered into prayer, you did not succeed in your duty. One day I was praying about something. I pray, use scripture, drive, use all my skills, tried everything. After I pray for long, I got to some point, I said, God, see, this thing I'm talking about now, I don't even know how to say it. How many of you have been there now? But I know it's there, and I know you know. Search it, know it, answer it, search it, know it. And thank God for praying in tongues. The reason why we make this teaching is to bring you to an understanding that will give you consciousness to engage spiritual facilities. So you can pray in tongues and drive it towards the direction of yielding the processes that is involved in seeking out things by prayer to the Holy Ghost. So you are praying in tongues. But what is rummaging? Madam, I hope your mind is here. I will chase you away. But what is rummaging through your mind is driving towards a point. You are saying, sometimes you need to use words of understanding to remind yourself, not God anyway. The reason why you need to remind yourself is to keep yourself on the path of focus. Is it not true? Mercy. How many of you behave like me? I war. Continue. How many of you behave like me? I war. Sometimes that's how I have many phrases like that. There are many. Sometimes. Show me, Lord. Show me. I will continue. Show me. I don't even know how he shows sometimes. But I know that if I keep pressing like that, I promise you people something that I will show you people what it means for the Holy Ghost to help you. Seven major things it means. So when a man actually prays by the Spirit, you need to know the seven helps that the Holy Spirit renders according to the scripture to the man that engages by the Spirit to what? Pray. Because in that place, in the book of Romans chapter 8, it says, you know not what you should pray for. That is not a suggestion. That is a statement of fact. Somebody is broadcasting from Israel. He said, you don't even know. He said, you know not what you should pray for as you ought to, but the Holy Spirit. And that is why fruitful prayers in the Spirit is best done from the point of ascension. Let me go a little bit backward. Intimacy and fellowship, if you ask me, is one of the first and most important purpose of prayer, because there are things about you that even you don't understand, or even if you know, you can't tell anybody. You are afraid. Is it not true? You are even afraid. It's only in prayer that you bear out those your fears. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
You reveal your fears. Imagine a man of God like me. Imagine me leading prayer here, and after prayer, and I start telling you, I don't know how, whether I can make it in this calling. I don't know whether I can. I will discourage all of you. Rock, check this kind of thing. I don't know whether I can make, but I prayed it. But you have not heard me pray it. With tears, hot tears, you are crying. I can't do that here. That's intimacy. That's the place. Because that's the place you need. Are you getting where I'm going now? This is the place you bear your heart. If this is not possible, we are in trouble. If you cannot bear out the deepest desire and secret of your heart, even if you think it's absurd, then we are in trouble. That ability to bear your deepest secret is what is called intimacy. The deepest part. This is a place that it is not just that it's not accessible to the outsiders. It is only accessible by a code. That means it is not even easy to get to that place. Even if they tell you go there, you can't go there easily. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
That's where you ask some kind of question. Lord, this one, sometimes supposed to come. Papa come and the Holy Ghost move. And he's touching others. They are prophesying of how they will use them. Some of them are preached. Some of them are left. Some of them have done all kinds of things. Me, I'm praying and fasting. See that you have forgotten me. You can't allow somebody to hear that kind of thing. They will think you are weak. Or they will think you are confused. Say, God, what is even happening? Should I go? My fear in this thing is that, what if I get to this point now and this thing did not happen? What will I do? Even if you can tell me that thing, fear. And several things might not allow you to say it. Is it not true? Guess where you can say it? Prayer. It's intimacy. That's where you open your heart. Say, this calling, I feel you are calling me. Let me tell you, I'm afraid. But when you take the mic, you are. But you are the most fearful man. I'm telling you now. Somebody saw me one place. Let me even tell you. Somebody saw me and said, Kai, Apostle, you are a lion. 1 minute before that lion man, 1 minute, I was begging myself. In my heart, I was walking. I said, hey, Holy Ghost, give me up. Let me tell you. Hey, Jesus. Should I say it? Let me help you people. So that you know that is this prayer. Say after me, is this prayer. One day I did, where is Timilei? One day I did Bible study, did a study, brought out my note, prepared to preach. As soon as I entered the hall, I knew that what I prepared is not what I should talk about. I just knew. How many of you it has happened to you at all? I just knew I missed it. I said, well, I was in trouble. I was, what did not happen to me that day? I shifted. as they were preparing, they were dancing, they were praying, they were waiting for the big man of I was just doing it. Holy Ghost, please, even if it's one scripture, give me one scripture. Even if it's one, give me one utterance. Give me one scripture. Don't allow me to be disgraced. Show me mercy. Help me. Help me. They were introducing me. Sorry, sir. Introducing it. Then I climb up. I told them, I know you have done it once and God does it the most. Yeah. So I'll... Oh, you don't know? Ah. If you are a son to somebody, see, let me tell you, whatever you think you pass through, the person that is teaching you probably passed through the same thing. There is nothing new. Everybody. Now you see the person like a giant that come for. Now lie. We are people that are byproducts of conquered insecurity in the place of prayer. Those are insecurity. You are afraid of it. Sometimes you are even ashamed of the way you look or the way you talk. Maybe you preach your teacher and go back and listen to your message. You don't even like the way you sound. I was worse. Including my mother joined to yab me. She has forgotten, but I don't forget. I don't know what I would do to myself. I hardly forget things, whether it's good or bad. What should I do? Should I wipe my brain? I preached one sonship conference. And then, you can even, I'm not sure, that message might still be around. I was busy saying, every 2 minutes, every 2 minutes, that's what I was doing. My mother even told me that the M is too much. Hey, I say, Jesus Christ. This is the height of it. And this is when God was telling me that it's time to record your messages, that nations will hear it. I said, no. I told God, call another person. This can't be me. Meanwhile, I can't say it outside though. I'll tell God, I don't even... Sometimes I'll come and tell God that some people come and say, Apostle, do my father, I believe. I say, God, I don't even believe myself. I can't tell this in the open. It's intimacy. Prayer offers you that opportunity to save yourself or the things that can be said. Unspeakable things can be spoken in prayer, and that is why God even gives you groanings, so that even the ones that your mind cannot articulate can still be communicated. Every other thing that we engage ends at the point of cognitive prowess. But prayer transcends it. Are you getting the point? So even when a man is limited in his mental capacity, he can be very advanced in spiritual things by engaging prayer. Because even prayer understands that your weakness. Are you getting the point? And has a way of covering it and giving you advantage before people that are very much advanced in life and in mental ability. So somebody can know more about but you are moving ahead more because of prayer. Because prayer, are you getting what I'm saying now? No matter how much you know, what do you know? Doctors, you people know too much. If I bring engineering this thing and give to you, it's like starting life afresh. Is it not true? What do you know? With all you know, you can only, it's not as if you can't know all, but there is not enough time. In fact, because there is not enough time, that's why when you want to do your project, even if it is master's, they will tell you to start from where others did their, is it not true? Yes, Is there a research work that starts? They will not even allow you to start from scratch. It's not possible. They can't allow you to start from scratch. The fundamentals of research work is that we first of all seek what people has done on that field, even if it is not directly on what you are doing. There are people that did things that supported and helped what you are doing. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Bring eloquence. You can bring all you know that is your challenge and pray it for 1 hour. You have not touched your problem. Is it not a big thing? That's why the more intelligent you are, the more knowledgeable you are, the less likely you will pray. The less likely, because your mind revolves around the logical interpretation of issues. Are you getting the point now? The less you are going to pray. Unfortunately, how much can this your mind grab? How much? And there is a lot to do. Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, I'm speaking to you from an objective sense. Not just because God gave us grace in prayer. I'm a logical person. Oh, if I have not been able to prove by my thinking that these things that I tell you about is actually provable, you will not find me here. I think a lot. I take out hours to think, just to think. I can bend down on my seat and think and meditate. I think a lot. It is many times where I am thinking that burdens come to my heart. Some things I reason doesn't make sense. Have you not gotten there? You reason, and enter a mental block. Mental block is, what is mental block now? It's just English language. It means your power don't end. What do you switch to? If you are wise, what do you switch to at the point of mental block? Prayer now. I will come out here and move around and pray for 20 minutes or 30 minutes till we open again. Because if you say that the door has closed, is that the only door? It is the door that you know that closed. When you pray, you can find out that there are 3 more doors better than the one that you wanted to follow. Hey, say after me, prayer. Listen to me, oh. It is only prayer that can give a village man confidence to go and preach this gospel. I know what I'm telling you. There are so many things. For example, I hope you know that prayer is a leveler. Prayer humbles everybody. What I mean a leveler is that, you know, when you come to prayer, a point you get to in prayer, everybody will forget their status. Prayer is the only thing I know that makes, you know, if you are teaching, if you are dishing out knowledge, status is still very obvious. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
In fact, the rate of comprehension, even in spiritual matters, differs. But you can get to a point in prayer where you calibrate everybody at the same energy. Prayer is a leveler. We get to some place in prayer, there are big people here. Advanced people. Very big people, like you and your mom. Oh, is your kuna? But prayer has
prayer.
That's what I'm saying. Because if we are saying this, it seems as if people are talking about this fact. They are not far. They are very big people in our midst. Is this prayer thing that made all of us stay in the same hall? There are some people here that you might not get to even meet them outside here. Their status in the society is very high. But a prayer can make the two of you hold hands. So after me, prayer. And the higher those people go in life, the more they even understand the more needed demand of prayer. For you that have not advanced in life, you can still be joking with prayer because there is a lot of, many things can go wrong. If I was talking to somebody, I told him, at this level, that one wrong choice is not costly for you. I hope, are you getting what I'm saying? There are people that have gotten to status in life. One wrong choice will not just affect them, it can affect many people that is tied to them. For such people, they even have more need to be in touch with accuracy, to be in touch with the resources to execute the purposes of God that is in their hands. It's in prayer that you tell God that, I'm too short. Oh. I'm telling you. It's in prayer that you tell God that, I'm too slim. Oh. I know you don't believe that people pray about that, but they pray it. My mother has forgotten, but she told me that she prayed it in prayer. Someone is too slim, refuse to add, and then move to prayer. Jehovah, kutani ahama kwa sana ahama. Oh my God, prayer. You have insecurities. You are even afraid of telling me. Do you know the advantage you have? You can tell God in prayer. That is intimacy. Even the things you can't share with any human being, you can share it in prayer. Can you thank God for this privilege? In the next 1 minute, just thank God for this privilege. God. Hey.
Jesus.
Hey. Strike for me, bro. Hey. Thank God for this privilege. Who knows? God might open up more doors of intimacy for you in the place of prayer. You are starting too high. Why will you start with this high volume? You are not sensitive. Stop. 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 You are not sensitive. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are not sensitive, bro. Come out of that place. Carry your Bible and come out. Oga, go and pray for me. That is what is called intimacy. A sister can come and tell God, now that I've aborted 3 times, can you still use me? And she's still saying that she will, even if God did not speak words, the sister will start feeling the presence of God. It will become so strong that it will suffocate that room and wipe away every doubt. Who else can you tell that kind of thing? Who else? Even the men that said that God can use you and encourage you, they are not God. They are still doubting whether God, because the determining factor is not totally in the hands of men. They can only explain to you the possibilities from the scripture. They cannot be definite. Are you getting the point? They can't. Definite answers can only be secured from God himself. And that through what? Prayer. More than 45, going to 50, I'm 50 something. Can you still use somebody like me? You are wondering. Some things, as close as you are to me, you can't even tell me. It took some people 3 years to tell me what they did. Something that is blocking their access to spiritual things. Guess what? Even if you can't tell me, you can tell God. That is what is called intimacy. You are not ashamed. You are not afraid. You are not intimidated. Your securities, your insecurities, you can put it aside. You can say, Jesus, I am here before you, your daughter. Is there anything hidden about me? I know I don't know how to speak. How are you calling me to preach? This place you are sending me, I've lived a wrong life here. How can I be a witness? I've been so wayward, I've been so careless. Can you still find a vessel in me? As you are saying it, you'll be thinking that God will come and slap you. You will just hear a voice and say, my daughter, I love you. Hey! When somebody comes out of that place, you can't but be a lion. Why won't you? Because the very person that should judge you has declared you blameless. Didn't just declare you blameless, blessed you with his presence. on another man's servant. For if the master has declared him blameless and qualified, who are you to say otherwise? That's what prayer secures for you. Intimacy. They can tell you, I even thought about woman. I felt like holding. I even connected somebody. I did some things. As I am now, I'm afraid. I don't know what to do. I can't even tell Papa now. Can't even tell you. Can't tell me. You can't tell God. Can't tell him. Tell him to strengthen you. Do you know you can be afraid? Many of you sitting here have a lot of insecurities. An average person is filled with a lot of his several things about you that you don't like. That is what is insecurity. If they give you option, you will change it and adjust yourself. It might not be big. It can just be your height. Huh? If I give you opportunity, won't you increase your height? Huh? It's like that. Maybe it's the way muscular. You need to add more. If I give Christopher Amaro opportunity, I don't want to talk about somebody like Lawa. Because his actions, when Lawa acts, he acts like a macho man. Meanwhile, he is the smallest guy we have here. That's why people are bullies. They are bullies because of their insecurities. Are you getting the point now? You can have intimacy and fellowship with God and come out with inferiority complex. That is what Dana is there. It is the place of weeping together. The language that the scripture uses is waiting. Waiting in this context is interwovenness. It is the place of exchange. That is intimacy. You can't call something intimacy when nothing is exchanged. There is no time that there is intimacy without an exchange. Something of God enters you and something of you enters God. And I know that what you lost at the place of intimacy are the things that are yours that is not good to speak about. And the things that enter to you of God are the things that can be bought. It is in the place of intimacy that you notice that you have started becoming more gentle. The proof, one of the clearest signs of brokenness is what you experience in intimacy in the place of prayer. You notice that you pray, but you have not really felt God as a person. You have not broken into chambers of intimacy. I'm telling you. Have you loved before in this life? Have you loved? You have loved a damsel before. Have you loved? You are fair. If you have not loved, somebody has loved you. Have you loved?
Yes, sir.
I know you have loved many, and many have loved you. Oh! Okay, well. Let me tell you, according to scripture, and it is true with you, if you have loved pastor, holy pastor, the Bible called you a saint. Oh, holy man. If you have ever loved and you hear the voice of your beloved very far, you will turn and behold. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
That is the voice of the beloved. Are you following me now? Are you with me now? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The voice, when you hear it, you turn to know this voice has already calibrated a response from. Sometimes if you have not fully loved, you are on the journey. If you hear some voice, your heart skip. You hold it back. I know many of you are like that. And sometimes it's going in a direction that you don't want. You use 3 days fasting to tame yourself. You hear some voices, it skips. You draw it. Oh my God. That is what happens between you and God in intimacy. Are you getting where I'm going now? I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. What do you hear? What do you hear? What do you hear?
I hear the sound of my love calling on me to the secret place.
I hear the sound of my love calling on me to the secret place. Jesus. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. Do you hear it? You must hear. That is the beginning of intimacy. To the secret place. I hear the sound of my love coming on me. To the intimacy begins when you begin to hear this voice. The sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love calling on me to the secret place. Jesus. I hear the sound. This is where you drop your insecurity, your fears. Oh Jesus. I hear the sound of my love calling on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love calling on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love coming to me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love. You have 1 more minute. Push it. I hear the sound of my love coming to me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love coming on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love coming on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love. My love, coming on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love, coming on me to the secret place.
This is not a place of public discussion. It is in this place you only discuss what only God needs to hear. He tells you things about your life that only you need to hear. This is the place. Do you know intimacy? You should not tell a man about disciplines that have not learned intimacy. Because he even think that God is punishing him. You see it? This is where God reveals to you how much he cares and how much he loves. That his love is not first about what he did for you, but because he offered you himself. If you come out of that place and God now tells you, do this, do this, do this, you can be convinced that God is not punishing you. It's of the man that you met in the secret place. Sometimes if life doesn't make sense, go back to your secret place. Check if intimacy is still intact. If intimacy is still intact, leave it. It's only a matter of time. The things that doesn't have answers, the answers will come. There is a challenge when there is no intimacy. Because if there is no intimacy, you don't even have an avenue to pipe in into the original feeling. What you get in intimacy is not just to hear what God is saying. There are unspoken vibrations of God that is beyond the voice a man heard. It is the feelings you felt, the vibration. Have you met a man? Have you met a young lady? And you came and met a young lady and told him, don't you want to eat again? He said, don't worry, I don't want to eat. Meanwhile, when the young lady said, I don't want to eat, that is not what she's saying. Is it not true? He said, leave it, I don't want again. That leave it, I don't want again is not really what he's saying. That is the language of intimacy. It is only men that journey in intimacy that know that there is a voice deeper than the general echo that God gave to men. So God can come and speak to everybody, but men of intimacy, he tells them what is actually in his heart. He registers something that is at deep level. I say in the place of intimacy, I dare to say that even God reveals the things that he's afraid of. If there is such a thing as that. Will you find him there? It is in intimacy that things of God begin to drop into you that you are not aware of. After some time, you find out that you are suddenly so full of life that you are no more the one that you used to be. It's intimacy. You might get to experience the tangibilities of that realm, but it's not about the tangibilities. It's about the fact that eternity is invading your space in the place of prayer. You can't come out from that place. That is the place that you stay long. And God will say, give me more time. Give me more time. Why are you in a hurry to leave? This is not about time. This is not about time. It's about the fact I want to stay with you. I want. You cannot convince a man that know God in intimacy, otherwise of God's mercies, otherwise of God's favors, otherwise of God's exact opinion about himself. He cannot be deceived. No matter what the world say, circumstances might not change, but he knows that the secret place speaks otherwise. He speaks otherwise. The things you see around is not important, sister. Have you met him in the secret? Do you know him that dwells in the secret? You must cry in prayer, reveal more intimacy to me. Are you getting the point? When Jesus woos you and reveals to you that he is with you in that journey, what you thought was your disturbances was even God thinking more about you. He is more disturbed that what you are thinking is your insecurity is drawing you away from fellowshipping with him. You are thinking you need to be more qualified. He is afraid that your need for qualification is drawing you away. You don't need to be more qualified. You need to be more intimate. Do you know that there are some languages you can use in intimacy? If you use it outside, people will misunderstand you. But you can use it in that secret place. It's only there. There are names only you alone can call God, because you know him. If you come outside and call him, people might not understand. That is the word. That is the name he used to register his intimacy, his paths of intimacy with you. Do you know you can come? People can be seeing you as a good person. You get to the place of intimacy. You tell God, I'm a bad girl. Can you help me? I know I'm bad. Can you help me? You know what he say? He say he knows. That's why he's here. But he's not looking at you because of bad. That if he wouldn't have even wooed you in the first place, what does Satan do to our mind? If you think God thinks less of you, why did he even accept you in the first place? Only for you to get to this point and start feeling as if you are not qualified. He should have told you in the beginning. Are you getting what I'm saying? He should have disqualified you, not allowing you to be able to advance. Why is he telling you now? It is in intimacy that you know God. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's consider the second one for today. Let's start from verse 17. But beloved. So the first purpose of prayer we considered is what? Training. The second one we considered is what? Can also call it fellowship. The third one is edification. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. My brother, wait, join me again in 5 minutes. Let me build something here. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. Let's read verse 20 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it again. What? This is one of the most profound places in the scripture. Abuchi, Agwe. Oh, my, the big war, where did they post for Facebook? No, be here. Did they even address the body of Christ, Jesus Christ? Sometimes I come and look at him and say, now this, don't show him. Now this guy, you come here, you are looking gentle, but
Aho neke do na. Just takunye nyanant. Ah. Tata ke woli self. Anyway. Confidence and authority in spiritual things is not necessarily by age. If you are with me so far, say amen. The scripture said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on. Say after me, on. Okay, so watch what the scripture is trying to show here. There is an initial capital that every man that came to Christ received from him. We call it the faith. If you are with me so far, say amen. Let me repeat what I said. There is an initial capital from God that every man that came to Christ, when you believe, when you got born again, received of God. Now, for want of a better human word to use, we call it the faith. Not faith, but the faith, showing you that it is a definite article. Say after me, a definite article. Better hear me, oh. Because if you don't pay attention, you will go and say another thing I'm not saying. This is a definite article. That means it is like a complete investment that God made. It's definite. It's not faith and all that. The faith here is not a thing. It's a life. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Hear me. The faith now is not a thing. It's not something to be learned. It's a life to be had. Are you getting the point now? So when the scripture says the faith, our faith, is talking about our life as new believers, as new creatures. Are you getting the point? But there is a reason why it is called the faith. And when you study the book of Hebrews chapter 11, you will understand why it is called the faith, not the faith of operating things in between realms, not the faith of getting things done, not the faith, but the faith. The faith is an investment of God that is definite in the heart of every person that is born again. Now, the investment, that investment is definite, but it's like a seed capital. Say after me, a seed capital. The faith is like explaining that somebody wants us to trade and give you $1,000, $1,000, $1,000, $1,000, $1,000. Nigerians, yeah. There is no solution. Even when we are giving an example, call $1,000, you are claiming it. I don't understand. I don't understand. Hey, God, let me leave that place and come here. I see more matured minds here. Is it not true? Let's assume God gave all of you capital, $1,000. $1,000. This guy, your own is even worse. So, the faith is the capital that God gave everybody equal. And it is not a thing, it's a life. So, after me, it's not a thing, it's a life. Okay, it is complete in the sense of there is nothing that needs to be worked again into it. Are you getting what I'm saying? But it is not necessarily complete in growth. Let me explain what I mean. So that is why two people can have the faith and one has grown in it. It's not as if it is the faith that is growing, but how will I say it now? Have you seen have you eaten guava before? Are you sure? You have eaten guava? Good. I hope you know that if guava appears, that everything that it needs is already inside of it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? In that sense, you can be correct when you say that this fruit is complete. Are you getting the point? There is never any need at any point to bring an external impute to make it to be complete. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is no other work that needs to be done. There is no addition. There is nothing we'll be doing, and then add and make that faith complete. No. But being that it is complete, it is not matured in subjective context. Like the 1,000 in you and the 1,000 in you can reveal by 3 years' time that the 1,000, is it not true? You can, if you think I'm joking, you can bring two guavas, plant one here and leave it untended. Let me use one that grows fast. How many of you are eating at the egg? You are eating at the egg. Put one where you are tending it. Put the other one where you are neglecting it. You will notice over time that one will be looking sick. Bluffing. One will be looking sick. The other one will be growing, even grow very big. There is nothing different that we receive when we got born again. What we receive is what? The faith. So the scripture said, building up yourself. Stop saying yourself, myself. Building up what?
Myself.
Not building up. Call yourself, myself too. So when a man builds up, who is he building?
Myself.
When he's not building, who is not building? Myself. Yourself. So just because you are not building doesn't mean another person is not building. And just because you are building doesn't mean another person is also building. So it means that God, all of us can get born again like this. And after 3 years, some people will become bigger. Some people will become smaller. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Two people got born again. If you check, as a pastor, if you check, you will find out that there are some people that got born again with you. That after some time, you shifted. They were at the same place. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
What happened? You built on what you receive. Say after me, I built on it.
I did not build it.
I built on it. Look at the scripture. What did you do? I built on it. I did not what? Build it. Say after me again. I built on it.
I did not build it.
So this thing now is like, is like the best way I can explain this thing is like the wall of Jericho. It's like that eternal city, Jerusalem, that is four square. You know that in Revelation. He said that the side is the same as the height and is the same as the width. It means that it is full and anywhere you throw it is balanced. Anywhere you throw it. The only variability we have is what is on what is what built on it. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is on what is built. So he said, but ye beloved, building up yourself. We are on your most holy faith. So you are building up yourselves more like from on and from your worst most holy faith. How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you do it? That Greek, the Greek word for building up here is oikodomio or pioikodomio, but it's oikodomio and it's the same root word with edification. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
It's the same root word with what? Edification. That means the purpose of God is not for your faith to remain infantile. The purpose of God is not for your faith to remain what? Infantile. So you need to build on it. Keep building on it. It means God invests faith in your heart. The faith in your heart. And expects you to build aggressively on it. Say after me, build aggressively.
Build aggressively.
You need to build aggressively. This one now is now subject. The faith is generic. It's objective. Then what you built on it is subjective. The faith is what? Objective. What you built on it is what? Subjective. And it will show. Many times after 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, it will be clear the people that built, of course, what they built and how they built. If you're with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So say after me, edification. Oikodomio. Don't forget it. Say after me, oikodomio. Say after me, oikodomio. Yes. Say after me again, oikodomio. That's the way forward. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say after me, I want to oikodomio. Kai. It simply means I want to build. I want to build. I know Tia the Gate will like this. Say after me again. I want to oikodomio. It's better to say it in English language, but the reason why I kept saying this is so that you won't forget it. It means edify, edifice. It means you have a building project. I use the wall of Jericho because of what the scripture told us about it. Is it not true? Painted a picture of the city wall that has the ability to host other buildings on it. That's the nature of the faith. It has the ability to host other buildings on what? On it. So he said, you can build on this, your most holy faith. You can build on it by praying in the Holy Ghost. So when a man gives himself to prayer, one of the things he does is that he is coming to the construction site. He's coming to the construction site. The buildings of God in his spirit man. He is engaging it. He is building. If you don't pray, that means, have you ever seen, what do you study in school? Huh? You are not the one. Chima, what do you study in school? Let me hear you.
Civil engineering.
You are the one. And I know you are very intelligent. And I know you can build. Kai, that's my house. Eh? Even people from abroad, they like it. Is it what you learn from school or is anointing involved? Let me hear you.
Anointing is involved.
Because I'm suspecting that anointing entered that thing. What do you think? The reason why we chose the civil engineer is that there is a point you get to building. I found out that, have you built before? House. Same with something else. All these intelligent people say, you don't build house, you know one build. What if I prophesy you into building a house? Now the reason why I said this is that if you are building is fast and strong based on the resources available. Prayer is supplying resources for your house. Prayer is supplying what? Resources for your house. We build, finish. And then, which level did we even get to money finished? And he gave me hope. He was telling me, I'll let you call in a warning. Before we started, I warned him. I told him, draw a building plan from Onesei for Onesei, nature warning. Onesei, when he drew the thing, when they finished, my heart skipped. I told him, reduce it, remove. He told me, Daddy, I believe we have faith. God will deliver. I say, me, I don't have faith. I don't know. He's having faith on my left, and he's good. You need to know who you are delivering your project. Faithless people cannot translate what you have in your spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when he believed, I said, if you know, if the person you are training is not developing more faith for you as pastor, you need to. I steer myself, and all that. So when I now jacked up myself, Somebody now said, meanwhile, work stopped. Why did work stop? Is it because we want work to stop? What's the problem? No resources. Say after me,
prayer
mobilizes resources
to the construction site of the Spirit.
Let's say it again.
Prayer
mobilizes resources to the construction site of the Spirit. Let's say it together one more time.
Prayer
mobilizes resources
to the construction site of the Spirit.
No prayer, no work.
You are not hearing me.
No prayer, what? No work. There are some things I might not have time to go deep in that direction. There are duties that the Spirit of Revelation has been sent to do in your life, but there is no incense to power their project. You are not with me. There are several angels hanging around your life to deliver several teachings to you in the Spirit, but you have not generated enough incense to power their project. You don't know what I'm saying. One day we wanted to run our big gen. 100 kVA. See this guy I'm teaching, he's praying. Is it because I'm touching? Let me move. I was just teaching, touching him, and I heard somebody. Let me this now. Let me hear you.
Guys are not smiling.
Hey! We came to own the 100 kVA generator. We bought 10 liters of diesel. Put inside, it didn't on. I said, I don't understand. 10 liters. 10 liters. Say after me, 10 liters.
10 liters.
What's the problem? The capacity, another lesser gen. I don't know if you use Tiger Gen. Raise your hand now. If you're on the, raise your hand. You use Tiger Gen. Be proud. Be proud. Tiger Gen saved our life, oh.
Yes.
Especially in economy. Those old original Tiger Gen can last for 10 hours or more if you feel it. Is it not true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The problem with Tiger Gen is capacity. There are kinds of work in your life that God has not succeeded in doing because you have not mobilized resources by prayer. Are you getting it? The angels, the spirit sent to work, they are on site. Is it not true? People, engineers, craftsmen, they are on site. There is no money to mobilize them. So just because they are on site doesn't mean that they will work. We have 100 kVA generator. We pour. It's not as if we are not bringing anything. No. It's just that we brought 10 liters. Enough is on. The same 10 liters in a Tiger Gen can last almost one day. Are you getting me? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? What is the labors of God in your life? What is God building? What is He constructing inside of you? Can 10 minutes prayer mobilize angels to sight? Can 15 minutes prayer mobilize the spirit of revelation to sight? Huh? 10 minutes prayer, can he mobilize the spirit of wisdom? Can he mobilize it to, can he mobilize him to sight? Are you seeing where I'm going now? There are several things God is already there. They want to walk. Mobilize them. There is no mobilizers. They're saying mobilizer. What are they saying?
Mobilize.
What are they saying?
Mobilize.
Open your mouth. What are they saying?
Mobilize.
What are they saying?
Mobilize.
I tell you what I tell you. This one, in a personal context, even in the body of Christ, the same thing. Even in Nigeria, the same thing. If you are an intercessor and you have traveled high in the spirit, you will see that there are angels that has been waiting. The work that needs to be done, the people that will do it are around. It's just that only few people is investing in the kind of incense that can mobilize. These people, they don't appear anyhow. You need to mobilize them to side by resources. Building up yourselves in your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Another way to say it is mobilizing resources for the construction of God in your life. By what?
Pray.
The more I pray, the more I mobilize resources. The less I pray, the less I mobilize resources. Lord, nothing much is happening in my life. What do you need to do? Mobilize resources. Mobilize resources. Mobilize resources. Mobilize resources. Do what? Mobilize resources. It is a fact. And it's not just in your life. If we pray a lot here, of course, pray well here, it is only natural. You don't need to ask God, Lord, walk in our midst. Walk, 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 walk in our midst. Walk in our midst. Holy Ghost, walk, walk, walk. There is a way you pray, even if you tell God, don't walk, I don't want you to walk here, stay quiet. He can't. He can't. They're gonna walk. You don't know what I'm saying. Money speaks. There is a way a man will have money. The people he helped will build house for you. There is that kind of money. There is a level of resources a man will have. It's the people that you made men in this life that will build house and give to you. They will call you and say, in Abuja, we have a building for you in one estate. Somebody is not your money. Ego in a jersey. Say after me, from today.
From today.
Afo ego in a jersey. Name of Jesus. That even if you don't want to do anything, the measure of incense that you are generating around your life cannot help but cause for activities to keep going on. Keep going on. Keep going on. Activities. I'm using money because I know you. That's what you will understand. I know our people. We best understand this in the context of money. Prayer mobilizes to sight. Prayer mobilizes construction. Prayer mobilizes construction. Pray. If you see somebody that prays a lot, things happen a lot around that person. It's simple. Things happen a lot. If it doesn't happen on you, it happens around you. Things must be happening. If there are visions, they will go and tell the person, vision about you, they are telling the person and leave you. I don't understand. Someone, they say they saw where you will die next week. Why they no show you? They are showing somebody, why? It's simple. The person has activity around. That kind of voice to speak cannot speak around you. You are too weak. Your altar is full of ashes. There's no fire in it. God told Moses, he said, this is what you will do. And after 3 days, my glory will come down. That means there is, are you getting what I'm saying now? There are people that are doing things and the glory of God, as you are praying, you know the way you pray, Lord, this is practical. Lord, I want you to visit our service today. And I'm not saying this to, make anybody feel bad and all that. As you are praying that God will visit our service, let our service be powerful. I used to do it. As a pastor, I will come and be praying, Lord, I want to have a powerful Saturday night now to Sunday morning. Lord, let the service be powerful. Ra-ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Let people come from everywhere. Ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Pull the members. Ra-be-be-be-be-be. When you come Sunday morning, you'll be mbawa. The kind of heartbreak you will meet. Oh, have you pastored before now? You know what? Any pastor or pastor, the why know what I'm saying. The kind of heartbreak you will have will make you doubt God. Only for you to advance, there is a way you make prayer your lifestyle. You don't need to pray for the presence of God to be there, because you are the incense you have generated has cause for activities. There are angels that like to stay around you. You are not, I know what I'm saying. There are angels that like to be your friend. Have you seen somebody that is rich? People like to visit him. Who likes to visit a poor man? When he's one in the afternoon, people will be, you ask him, you'll be asking him, what are we going to eat? He's, you that visited somebody is asking you, what are we going to eat? What is the purpose of visit? Is it not that the person you visited should present something to you? Is it not true? But if you visit big men, hey, I went to a big man's house one time. I'll never forget that story. Reduce a little. I visited the man. I was just exiting the school of hunger, not spiritual hunger. So I visited the man. 8 a.m. in the morning. 8 a.m. First time in my life. 8 a.m. Tea and bread is ready. Now, listen to me. It's not bread I bought yesterday. Fresh bread. My sister Chisholm knows what I'm saying. Fresh bread. Fresh. Oven. In fact, if you buy bread that you bought it yesterday, and the first son of the man will not eat that bread, you have to buy it oven fresh that morning. It has to be smoking, the bread. My sister is there, you can ask her. Jesus, when I saw the bread, and if you see the tea, there is one place one woman did made tea for us when we were small. I will never forget that tea. One woman made tea for us. I will call that tea colored water. Because I don't know, it's mini go go si go. I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't understand that tea. Just water that has color. But I went to these people's house because of resources that is available, activities. Listen to me. When you see a man of incense, around him all the time, things must be happening. When you see an environment of prayer, things are happening. That all on aga, all on aga. Ego gu alu akuse. Ego gu mi gineme. Ebere gu gineme. Simple. If God is acting much in a people's midst, prayer is going on much. Except the activities are fleshly activities. The man brought the tea. When they finished, the thing was doing, it was like a viscous element. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hey! So when they finished, and I took the tea and the bread, I said, what is this happening in this life? I said, let me quickly do it before Jesus will come back. Hey! When I was doing it, the woman was watching me. I didn't know that the children don't eat. So when they saw me consuming the thing like a hungry lion. Meanwhile, I went to Zambia. Their eatery. There is one eatery. Zambians, they are watching me now. There is one of their eatery, the biggest one. The name is Hungry Lion. Hungry Lion. In Zambia, they like meat. Hungry Lion. Hungry. And I asked my brother that is driving me. Told me that they are everywhere. That they have good and big food. So after me, Hungry Lion. I was a hungry lion. Before 12:01 in the afternoon, they have brought another food. I pinch myself. Have I gone to paradise? His resources. Is you are struggling for revelation. Somebody is bringing revelation as a normal part of easy resources. There is no prayer, no work is going on. I'm telling you, The greatest depth of revelation, I don't mean just capacity to talk. The greatest depth of revelation I've seen in several places in my generation are men of great intercession. Very far in intercession. I don't know how people... There are depths of revelation that are exact revelations of God's mind. Like it is prophetic in nature. So it is not just that you are communicating spiritual truth, which is good. You are prophesying when you are teaching. It means you spoke from a depth. That what you spoke about, they are like outflow, a fulgence of divine burdens that is captured in words. That kind of thing is not something you just say. It's like you kept pressing somebody. What's your mind? What's your mind? What's your mind? What's your mind? You pressed him for 3 hours. He now told you. So when you speak, you are not just teaching truth as just captured in the scripture. You are releasing the mind of that person for that moment. Are you getting the point? You have to dig deep to find it. Afternoon, be some. I am. Finished it in the evening. They went to Mr. Biggs, brought it as they are bringing Mr. Biggs. They bought corn and they said, we finished it. I thought it's over for in the night. 7 nights is not 10 in the night. You more offload and all that. Come at 11, 7, and is somebody there is a lady. What's the name of that lady? Jesus. I've forgotten the name. She has finished cooking and all that and passed the thing. Looked at the meat. Mfuga, mfuanu mbaludimba. So after me, resources. Did it for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Before we reached 6 days, I became sick. I think part of my sickness is too much food. Became sick. God started warning me of my destiny. Before I develop something that can be cured. If we allow this boy, he will open a chamber. Chamber that likes food. I became sick. I could no more eat. They have to report me to headquarters. I went to the lady cooking in the kitchen. I told her, reduce my food. Reduce it by, I don't tell anybody. She still went and told them. Said that I'm sick. That's why I can't eat anymore. It is not sickness. It's just that I have been delivered from the spirit of hunger. You know why it's possible? Resources. Resources. There is a way God wants to walk in your life, walk through your life. He cannot. What's the problem? There are buildings. Buildings are construction. There are God, there are many things he wants to do now. If you know what I'm saying, the more you pray, the more you find out the need for more prayer. Is it not true? We even need to mobilize more prayer, mobilize more prayer, mobilize more prayer. If you are with me so far, you say amen.
Amen.
Number what now? Legislation, Matthew chapter 18. I didn't tell you verse. Goodness. I wanted to call Felicia, but she has escaped. Sister Goodness. Kedafibo. Amarobona. Show me verse 16. But show me 17, please. Show me 18. Let's read verse 18 together. 1, 2, ready, go.
Yes.
Repeatedly, the scripture tries to describe for us a setting on earth representing something that is true in the spirit. Several times that Jesus spoke about the matter of prayer, he presented it in such a way that it is like an open debate session. You have to view things the way Jesus viewed it. There are several ways to look at a matter. Is his view of prayer as a litigation or a defense in a court session? Jesus always sets prayer in a court session. What did I say, Joshua? He kept going. Jesus always sets prayer in a court session, in a court scenario. In a court what? Scenario. Many places. Luke chapter 18. He said that there is an unjust what? Judge. That has become a court scenario. And many, many other places. And anytime Jesus spoke about prayer, it seemed as if he's telling you to press your case. Say after me, press your case. He's trying to tell you, bring your case, prove it enough. And if you go through the scripture, you will find out that it seems as if anytime a man tries to pray before God, God will tell you, well, it seems as if the answer is not in my hands. If I say this thing now, it looks as if I just said something. Say, God is the one that answers prayer. God answers. Hey, if I say this thing, there's some dungeon that sing that song. Answers prayer. What's that song? Don't sing it. It seems as if God leaves the outcome in your hands. As you're saying, God, answer me. He's saying, prove your case. God, answer me now. He said what? Check throughout the Old Testament. There are many metaphors and many languages and many whatever that is used to represent the same thing. Plead with me. Is it not a court session that is declared? Present your matter. Is it not a court session? Sons of God gather. God is always presenting a court session. A court session. A judge. Justice. Litigators. Defenders. Intercessors. Mediators. Hello? Hello? Are you following me now? It goes to show you that there is a setting in heaven that is superintendent over matters. That God is more interested in his government than what you desire. Or rather, let me say it this way. God is more interested in government than what you desire. Let me say it again. God is interested in government than what you desire. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if somebody is interested in government, because without government, nothing can happen. You need government for administration, for things to happen. So he's trying to tell you, if we come now and say, we want more money in education. He said, tell us why you should be so. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm here to run a government. I'm not here to give out things. So if you think that we should consider your matter, if you think that we should make this thing like this, prove it to us. So the man that comes to prayer at this point now is not coming here to beg. Hey! If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. The man that comes to prayer now is not coming to beg. He's coming to legislate. He's coming to get the government to make this a law. He's coming to make the government to back this with their forces. He's coming to make government to implement this matter. He's coming to make the government to see this matter the way they are seeing it. He's coming to turn things to his favor. Never forget this. So it means if God is interested in ruling in government, it means that He will most likely support you if you are interested in bringing his government to a place. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Good. So, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth. This word bind, the bar. This is your language. Oh. Have you not asked yourself that question before? That when you want to speak to a judge, what do you tell him? Is it not I pray? Is it not prayer? Okay, don't worry. You have not known that you have been called to prayer department before. Every lawyer is called to prayer department. You have prayed before you have prayed. One day you will stop praying to those judges and pray to the real judge. Oh, it has now down. That's what they tell them now. Go and check all those papers that they are bringing. We pray you, we pray. Prayer everywhere. Prayer everywhere. Prayer everywhere. Prayer. That goes to show you where is the origin of the legal profession. Is your Bible, my sister. Is your Bible. Sometimes you see these things from the Bible person. When I look at the Bible, I see a legal journal. I see a legal book. When I read the Bible, I'm going to... That is what we actually mean by filling yourself with the Word of God. Is filling yourself with the components of the Constitution. The man that knows more about the world is the man that is filled with enough evidence to win cases. So, are you getting the point now? When a man comes to pray like this, he's loaded with evidence. I hope you know. Maybe I'm wrong. Deba, don't pray now. Don't. Let's go to court now. Deba. Is it possible a barrister to lose a good case? Is there another lawyer here? Is there another lawyer here? Deba. Somebody get mic for Deba. Get mic for her. Let's extract some things. Is it possible to lose a good case? Do you know that God will almost in heaven, they have decided to bless you. There is an inheritance running in your family. There is something God wants to do, yet it didn't happen. What's the problem? You are a bad lawyer. You don't know how to plead your case. You don't know how to tarry. Sometimes you please the case, lose it, appeal. Some of you are going to go back this night and say, that case I lost 3 years ago. This night I tender my appeal. How many of you are tendering appeal this night? So after me, I tender what?
Appeal.
I tender what?
Appeal.
I tender what?
There
are some cases you lost. You can remember it. You seem as if it has gone. It has not gone. Tender your appeal. Okay, Barrister Chemele, just tell me, how important is a good lawyer to winning or losing a case?
Okay, he must have to prove his case. Depending on...
Just tell me, you are now, you are now in a lecture to lecture us. Tell us.
Okay, he must have to provide evidence.
Okay, so after me, provide evidence.
Provide evidence.
Then now, where am I? They are now convicted in your mind. Provide evidence. That's why you get to the word of God. Am I correct? Evidence. Prove it. Provide. There are evidences in the word of God. Sometimes it can be visions, it can be prophecies, it can be all of them rooted in the word of God. But they are what? Evidence that you provide. And there are classes of evidence. Am I wrong? I'm not a lawyer, but are there classes of evidence? I'm trying, no? Am I not trying? There are classes of evidence. If somebody was raped, we are in our evidence now. If somebody was raped now, and we didn't see who did it, maybe she knows and she's saying is her word against the person's word. Then we went to the hospital, who is a doctor. And this doctor now check. And then find out happening, but he's too afraid to come. Huh? Somebody actually saw the action. Is that one an evidence? What kind of evidence is that? Are they of the same capacity?
No,
which one is stronger?
Eyewitness.
Hey, I'm trying. Oga is this man that caused this clap. Oga, Oga, now this guy is Sabi book. I'm not like him. Na Bible na Sabi. I Sabi God. Them then Sabi book. Show him on the camera. Show him. Amen. So watch. He said you will present evidence, but sometimes you might lose a case because you didn't present sufficient evidence or the kind of evidence that is required. Am I correct? And you can lose a case not because it's wrong or right, but because there is what? Insufficient evidence. Maybe that time you didn't know God the way you know God now. You don't know what you knew now. Check it now. There are certain things that happened to you. The reason why it happened is because you didn't know what you know now. You don't have what you have now. You are not equipped the way you are equipped now. If that thing come now, do you know the good news? It has not gone.
Yes,
what are you going to do? Appeal. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I appeal my curses. Cases that it looks as if you have lost it. We appeal it now. We appeal it. 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 By legislation, you determine the course of events. You make laws. You govern. More seconds. Appeal. Since appeal no matter. That was an unjust case. They didn't treat you well. Appeal the matter. You were not strong enough. If not, you wouldn't have lost your child. You wouldn't have lost your wife, your husband. Appeal it. Appeal the matter. Let God look back into this matter. In the spirit, let the heavens revisit the matter. I appeal, Augustine, come here. Come and lay down. Now, appeal it, appeal it, appeal it, open my file, look into it, appeal it, open my file, look into it, appeal, appeal it, appeal it, appeal it. It is not time for your father to die, Satan killed him. He needs to pay, appeal it. That's your job you lost, that's your husband, your anointing that you lost, appeal the matter.
Yes, you made mistake, but that is not enough for you to lose your calling and anointing. Appeal the matter, appeal it now that you know more. You can bring mercy as an evidence in this court. You can bring covenants as an evidence. You can bring promises as an evidence. You can bring sacrifices as an evidence. There is a competent court of justice in heaven, and God is our arbiter. He is just and righteous. He cannot close his eyes to things that are just. I overturn the walls and plans of darkness over you. I overturn it. 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 Let life and power speak over you. Let the covenant of life speak. The Lord gave us a covenant of life. Let it speak over you. Let it speak over you. Let it speak over you. By your covenant, you live. By your covenant, you live. By your covenant, you live. And fulfill your days. Pastor, you need to appeal that case, so you need to appeal that matter now that you know more. May the Lord grant your request in the name of Jesus Christ. May the words of your prayer be a constant remembrance before God. And may the heaven not keep quiet until those words are fulfilled in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Udechukwu, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Udechukwu. God bless you.